Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. Today on the Farm Market Friday edition of the show, we learn more about an up-and-coming business in Cynthiana that was started by Lauren Spencer, who was featured on Wednesday's show. Spencer says she is starting her cut flower business called Brownings on a small scale.
I would really like to start out focusing on cut flower production, something that I can do small scale on my own, because I'll be the sole laborer. And then as we grow, I would like to expand into vegetables, which is sort of my background with sustainable ag.
Spencer adds she is exploring edible flowers as another option.
We did a 200-hour apprenticeship on the UK South Farm. So I learned how to grow vegetables there, and I really enjoy it. I love to cook, and I love to try new recipes. So also looking at edible flowers and learning how to sugar them and maybe offering them to local bakeries or restaurants. So that's sort of the vision for now.
She adds Kentucky has quickly become home for she and her family because of the way people in Kentucky are.
I was in the military. I was in the Coast Guard for 6 years, and I was in medical. And I came to Kentucky for UK without ever having visited before, and I had no idea what to expect. But I have grown to absolutely love this state. I didn't know anything about bourbon or horse racing, but the thing that has really stood out to me the most is the Southern hospitality. The people here are just the most generous and kind.
We'll have more in a moment. October through December is the peak period for automobile deer collisions on the highway. Drivers should be especially alert in the hours just before and after dawn and dusk when deer are often on the move. Pay special attention to those deer crossing signs on the highway where patterns of deer movement are most likely. At night, with oncoming traffic, use high beam headlights to increase your range of vision. Be alert, slow down, be safe. This message brought to you as a public service by Kentucky Farm Bureau. Spencer says she has received nothing but positive feedback from her fellow students at the University of Kentucky about her business idea.
A lot of them have much more experience than me, and my professors, of course, they all come from farming backgrounds. And so the students that I am in class with, they all call me mom, but they all are just so, every single person is so supportive.
She adds local farmers in the area of the state where their farm is located have also been very supportive.
Farmers that I've met through the many opportunities UK provides, and the neighbors that I've met, every single person is so happy and so excited about Brownings and the, you know, cut flower production.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.